So in this practice, we simply connect with each of the elements in our experience, right here, just as we are tonight. And the first element to connect with is the element of consciousness. So it won't be hard to notice that you are conscious, or that there is consciousness arising. Consciousness of the sound of my voice, of the whatever it is you're seeing, whether your eyelids are closed or open, even if it's just some kind of purplish colour coming through the eyelids, and any smells, any residual tastes, and also the touch sensations that you are experiencing in your body. You're conscious of all of these sense experiences, and also you're conscious through what Buddhism calls the mind sense of thoughts, ideas, perceptions, feelings, etc. So all this is going on. And all these phenomena of consciousness arising and passing away with incredible rapidity and variety and simultaneity, we imagine this as like a clear blue sky. Just a lot of space, and within this lot of space are all the phenomena of constantly changing consciousness. So this is the first stage of the... We call it a visualization, but you may feel it just as much as see it. So there's a metaphor of the blue sky. And as you experience this, it may help to connect with the breathing. So just imagining that you're surrounded by a beautiful blue, infinite sky. then right in the centre of this infinite blue sky, somehow we perceive, somehow, a beautiful golden coloured cube shape. This represents the element of earth. Everything that's relatively solid, everything that's resistant, solid, like the earth. It's represented symbolically by this golden or yellow, or it could be more browny sort of cube shape. Just imagine the colour, enjoy the colour and the shape. The colour in some ways is more important. You don't have to literally see it, although you may do, some people may do. It's a question of just imagining it somehow. However you imagine things, do it like that. So, just imagining this golden cube shape representing the element earth. Just seeing what that's like. Okay, and then above that yellow cube appears somehow in our imagination, there appears a globe shape, a sphere which is white or transparent, which represents the element of water. And the colour is white like the full moon, or it could also be transparent like water. It could be just like one big drop of water holding itself together in space. So just imagine that. And just relax with that and just enjoy the experience. The quality of water. Such a big part of our ongoing body experience. If your mind drifts off, come back. Come back to the white sphere, the water element. And you can also use your breathing in the body as a kind of anchor for the practice. Okay, now above the white sphere, we see the fire element. And the fire element is symbolized by a cone of brilliant red light, like a flame, you could say, but it's a cone shape with the point up and the base of it down. It's very, very bright and red, and it really expresses the nature of the fire element in our experience of hot and cold in our body, and our experience of the sun and the lack of the sun outside. So this symbolic fire element focuses our attention on a very basic part of our experience. As an embodied being in the universe, fire is tremendously important. We can't live without it, nor can we live without any of the elements. So you imagine this thing, this visualized fire element, but also you can allow it to affect you. So there's a passive relationship as well as an active one. So just see what it does to you to have that in your mind. Okay, so then, at the tip, at the point of the fire element, appears the air element. And the air element is like a dish or a saucer shape made of very subtle and delicate green light. Very beautiful green colour. It's a bit like a, maybe like a frisbee or a satellite dish. Symbolizing the element of air, everything that moves, everything that displaces, the element of wind, the element of the breath, and of the movement of energy in the body. So really get into the colour. Enjoy the colour and just explore what it does. And also notice your own imagination process. How that works. Just the experience of trying to do that. If you try too hard, you can't do it. Okay, then. And above the air element, there appears the element of space. This is represented by a drop, a single drop, shaped a bit like a location point. So a drop which is rainbow coloured, and the colour in it is iridescent and fascinating. And this drop, this location point, represents all our connections with space. So the sense of being here, for example, in this spot and not somewhere else. Our sense of needing to protect our space. Our sense of boundary. And all those, also the sense of the vastness of space. The infinity of space. So this is what we imagine. At the top of the stupa. So the rainbow drop sitting on top of the pale green dish, sitting on top of the red cone, which is on top of the white sphere, which is on top of the yellow cube, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, and the space elements, all surrounded by the blue sky. And now something happens. The yellow cube starts to melt. The yellow cube starts to dissolve. and it dissolves up into the white sphere. The earth dissolves into water, and the water element completely absorbs the colour and the shape of the earth element. Next, the water element starts to dissolve and be absorbed upwards into the fiery red cone. So water dissolves into fire. You can almost hear it happening. It's completely absorbed into the fire element. Then the fire element starts to dissolve. It melts upwards and is absorbed into the green dish shape, into the air element. Fire dissolves into air. Then the air element melts and dissolves and is absorbed upwards into this space element, the rainbow drop. Air dissolves into space, is absorbed into space. So now we just see the rainbow-coloured drop surrounded by endless space. And then the rainbow-coloured drop dissolves into the space, into the blue sky. The space dissolves into consciousness. The blue sky of consciousness. And then finally, the blue sky itself dissolves.